Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Vice President Mike Pence says the first vaccine approval against the coronavirus could happen in less than 2 weeks.
During a visit to the CDC in Atlanta, the vice president said FDA approval could come the week of December 14th, with the first wave of Americans being vaccinated in all 50 states within 48 hours of that approval. He sought to assure the public by saying, "We've gone at record pace, but we've cut no corners."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. At a news conference, WHO Health Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says vaccines provide great hope, but the world cannot afford for people to forget about other basic precautions.
Vaccines do not equal zero COVID. Vaccines and vaccination will add a major, major, powerful tool to the toolkit that we have. But by themselves, they will not do the job.
Observing social distancing and wearing a mask are the key, he says. The Trump administration is suspending all federal student loan payments through the end of January and keeping interest rates at 0%, extending a moratorium that started early in the pandemic but was set to expire at the end of this month. By extending payments by 1 month, the administration is effectively leaving it to the Biden administration or Congress to decide whether to provide longer-term relief to millions of student borrowers. The measure was included in a March relief package, and the White House extended it in August, but its fate was in doubt amid a stalemate over a new relief bill. In announcing the extension, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos rebuked Congress for failing to act. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 248 points, above 30,000, closing at 30,218. The NASDAQ rose 87. The S&P advanced 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious gourmet popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. District Court Judge James Russell in Carson City today has ruled against an attempt by President Trump's campaign to overturn Nevada's presidential results, saying there was insufficient evidence to support those allegations. Trump's campaign alleged the Clark County staff failed to address some 40,000 cases of double voting and thousands more of illegal votes from deceased voters and voters who no longer live in the state of Nevada. The Electoral College meets on December 14th. The Clark County Commission District C candidate Stavros Anthony wants a recount. The Las Vegas City Councilman has filed for that recount in that hotly contested race. This past Tuesday, the County Commission certified former Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller as the winner, officially beating Anthony by only 10 votes in that race, where they identify 139 voting discrepancies. Votes that could not be tallied for either candidate. The county said the recount will begin on Monday and is expected to last until Friday of next week. Las Vegas' unemployment rate leads the nation, with metros over 1 million in population, unfortunately, in October at some 14%.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Several crashes working right now. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Cheyenne. 15 southbound at Blue Diamond. The east exit off-ramp is affected there, and the left lane is blocked. Disabled vehicle 15 north at Blue Diamond, and a crash eastbound Tropicana. That's at the 15 South interchange.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
That's enough!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. State government, very, very busy today. We've got a judge up in Carson City, obviously not a part of the state government, but the judicial branch of government, ruling against the Trump administration. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Also, we've got the Economic Forum. If you don't know what the Economic Forum is, we're gonna fill you in here. They gave a what has been termed a sobering evaluation of the state's finances going into 21 and 22, and it's a little bit scary. Also, we've got news on the vaccine. We are being told that we will have vaccine ready to go, 164,150 doses set to be delivered to Nevada for December. These will all be coming in about 10 days from right now. Joining us now, Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman District 39. He joins us. And Jim, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving, and how are you holding up?
Well, actually, Kevin, I was in quarantine for Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Did you test positive?
Had some people bring me over a couple plates of food, so I've been eating it ever since.
Oh, God. Now, did you test positive, or did you just run into somebody?
No. I went down and visited my son down in Phoenix, and a couple days later he called me and said, "Hey, Dad, I just tested positive."
Oh, my God.
So my last day in quarantine was Sunday. Went out to dinner Sunday night, thank God, with Senator Settlemyer. Got out of the house, and then went over to the rally yesterday at the Carson City Courthouse, spoke there. So I'm back out and about, and I have tested negative. So
that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. Were you surprised at Judge James Russell's ruling today?
I was actually very surprised at it. I've seen some of his rulings in the past. He's always been a very fair and complete judge. I totally disagree. There's, you know, one of the tenets that the Trump campaign put in was that the counting machine, not the counting machine, but the signature verification machine should not have been used by law in Clark County. And he said that that, you know, was not the case. Well, I'm sitting here looking at the law. I've got it right in front of me, AB4, that they passed in the middle of the night for mail-in ballots without public input. Section 23, subsection 1A, says the clerk or employee shall check the signature used for mail-in ballot against all signatures of the voter available in the records of the clerk. It does not say a darn thing about a machine checking it. You know, in section 1 itself, it says that the clerk or an employee shall check the signature. So it's just, you know, right there is enough. That's 200,000 votes right there that were counted in that machine. There were 42,000 instances of double voting. So, I'm not, you know, I haven't read his entire order, just the cover page. But I know there's people going over it right now, and it's headed right over to the Supreme Court. I think he just actually got this one wrong. My guess, and all it is a guess, no single judge wants to overturn an entire election in Nevada.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the... Have you talked to any of the Trump people at all?
Yeah, I have. I've talked to a couple of them today.
And what is their view of this? Are they looking at the state Supreme Court or just take it to the Supreme Court of the United States?
No, this was a state court, so it will automatically go to the state Supreme Court. The judge dismissed it with prejudice, which allows them to take it immediately to the Supreme Court. And I believe they were going to try to do that today, but they may not get it over there in time.
So, were you in the courtroom at all? Did you hear any of the testimony?
I was in the courtroom or not in the courtroom, but actually watching it from a different courtroom a little bit. And I didn't think that Jesse Benall did all that great a job, to be honest with you. I don't think he really pushed the... fraud that was obvious.
And who was that you were talking? Was this one of the attorneys?
Yeah, that's the attorney for the Trump team.
And who was it?
Jesse Benall, I think it is.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I've never even met the man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you weren't impressed with the lawyering?
No, I really wasn't.
Wow. Well, no, that's...
I felt he could have done better. I know that Adam Laxalt could have done better, but the judge... is, and I don't know if this was the reason or not, but the judge was an old friend of Adam Laxalt's grandfather. So I'm assuming that's why Adam wasn't in court.
Wow. Let me ask you, how quickly can you get into the state Supreme Court? Is that something that can be expedited?
Yes, it is. They can file it immediately. You know, if the court will leave a clerk to take the filing, they can do it tonight.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll and how we'll,
fast
we'll,
they hear it is up to them, of course.
I'm just curious. You know, so many times we've come up against this, and they said, "Well, you didn't bring any evidence. You were witnessing this thing. I was working during a lot of it, so I didn't get a chance to see it. Did you see evidence? Did you see hard evidence?"
Well, they had to actually rent another car to hold all the evidence. There was that much evidence that they brought into the courtroom. It was stacks and stacks and stacks of papers, affidavits, records. You know, they had every record of every double vote. There were over 42,000 of them. They had affidavits from hundreds of people, but the judge only allowed 15, which is kind of, I guess, would be normal because, you know, to try to get it out of court as quickly as possible, you can't sit there and depose, 200 people.
I'm just curious though, because the number I heard was 8,000 pages of documents and evidence. But
makes sense to me. That, yeah, it's probably around there somewhere.
And I'm just curious, Judge James Russell. But you give him high marks though, from what you know about him. I mean, I'm not sure if you've ever been in one of his courtrooms, but you say the guy seems to be on the level.
Yeah, I've seen his rulings before. before and different things. I've never even met the man, to be honest, but I've seen his rulings before, and he has always, in my opinion, ruled very fairly.
So now it's
I don't know what happens here. I don't agree with this ruling.
Yeah.
But I'd love to sit down and talk to the guy one of these days when all this has passed in a year or so and say, why'd you do this? Why? What was your reasoning?
Well, hopefully in the ruling itself, there will be some evidence of why he ruled against this.
The ruling's 36 pages, and like I said, I just haven't had time to read it yet.
Understand.
And I know there's people going over it right now.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, what is the drop dead date, or have we exceeded that as far as the state of Nevada and counting the votes and canvassing and all of that stuff, certifying? Is December 14th still the drop dead date? Is December 14th still the drop-dead date?
Yeah, pretty much is. Like I said, they've been certified all the way, and that's another problem, because when the Supreme Court of Nevada certified it, three of the justices on the Supreme Court, all of which I know to be good people, complimented the Secretary of State and the clerks on what a great job they did and how fair the election was. So I think there's a problem there. Three of the seven said that.
Wow. And just so we all know, there's no taking it to the United States Supreme Court. I mean, even if...
Yeah, there is.
Oh,
sure,
okay, okay. So you can do that. This is going to be fascinating. I don't have lots of time with you today, but I do want to get to something else. The Economic Forum met today and announced that, well, I don't know what they announced, but the governor said this was devastating and it was horrible and it was terrible, dealing with both the 2020
himself, didn't he?
Yeah. And the governor issued a statement. I'm curious what you thought of their report and what you know of how much this hole is going to be looking ahead to 2021 and 2022.
From what I saw of the report today, it looks like we're somewhere between 350 and 450 million short
Wow.
of where we were in the last session. To be honest with you, there's absolutely no reason to raise a tax for that kind of money. Okay, there's a lot of departments that we don't need, like the Department of New Americans. You know, there's 20 million right there. You know, something that the governor put in. It would be pretty easy, I think, to go back to a 2019 or a 2017 budget and just go right back to that. But of course, that's not going to happen.
Well, but that's 20 million. My understanding is he has asked department heads to cut by 12% across the board. Is that reasonable?
That is reasonable. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be able to cut education or Medicaid by another 12%. So if you add the rest of them in, you're looking at maybe 35% of the budget, because education and Medicaid take up, 60% of the budget or 65% of the budget. So if you're looking at departments, yeah, that's why it's 12% instead of, 5% or 3%.
Wow. I want to ask you on another front, because by the way, February 1, you all come back, and is it your view that's going to be one of the key issues in this legislature is going to be the budget and how to cut the budget?
Oh, I guarantee it's going to be a key issue, but they're not going to look to cut the budget. You've already seen just today, especially the unions and department heads, et cetera, saying, how do we get more revenue? In other words, they're going to want to raise taxes. They've already got a mining tax bill that they're going to try to bring. The teachers union down there, as you know, has the $1 billion bill, that they're going to try to get through. That's going to have to come in through the legislature first. I think personally they'll punt it and send it to the people. But, I think what it's really going to be about and what the fight is going to be about is new taxes.
And
you don't raise taxes in a recession, guys.
By the way, the fact that Republicans have made advances in the legislature, is that going to make it easier to fight off the especially with the two-thirds and the Settlemyer case? that they won't be able, they won't be able to do that as long as Republicans stick together.
As long as all the Republicans stay together, yes, we can lose two actually in the Assembly, and they can lose one in the Senate. But they would still and still not get the 2/3 to raise taxes.
Again, Jim Wheeler joining us, Assemblyman District 39. We now know that there's going to be a bunch of a vaccine coming into our state. And I'm curious what you think of the state's ability to handle this. They screwed up Dieter. They've screwed up the pandemic. And this same administration now is going to be trying to administer all of this vaccine. Are you confident they'll be able to do it?
No. Not, you know,
you're honest. I love it that you're honest.
Quickly. I've seen, you know, even COVID testing has been screwed up. So if COVID testing has been screwed up, what about the COVID vaccine? So I think what we need to do, really, if the governor were really serious about this, is turn it over to the logistics people with our in our Army and let them do it. National Guard.
I want to ask you about one side issue related to the virus and the vaccine, and that is the idea of putting at the Tier 1, they had been at Tier 3, but Tier 1, seniors in senior care long-term facilities. I've had some people come to me, and we've even talked about it on air. Why are we giving the vaccine to people who are in long-term facilities when we could give them to younger people that have jobs and that need to keep jobs for their family? Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Well, personally, I think that they deserve it first. These are the people that got you your jobs. Okay? These are the people that are at the highest risk of this deadly disease. You know, somebody in their 80s or 90s gets this disease. You know, it's a rough, rough road, and they're probably going to die from it. So in my opinion, yes, they should be first. I think they should be before the healthcare workers, personally.
Well, in fact, that question came up at the news conference last night or the day before, and one of the things they said, who was it? Shannon Bennett, I think, said one of the considerations was these are people that move from facility to facility and from patient to patient, whereas the long-term care people, the residents, are there and they're in the same place, and that's one of the reasons why.
But if you think about it, the people, you know, at this age group that are in these long-term care facilities, they still have to go see doctors. They still have to go get x-rays. They're moved around quite a bit, you know, just for medical reasons. So also you've got people that can't go see their grandparents and their parents, et cetera. You know, to me, you know, you look at what Andrew Cuomo did in New York, where basically he killed 6,000 or 7,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know, by sending people in there with COVID. And he's, you know, hailed as a hero. God, you got to love the press.
He got an Emmy for it, too, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think he's going to be Time Man of the Year, too. Do you believe this, Chris?
Oh, my God.
But anyway, you know, I think that, you know, the most vulnerable should be first. That's simple. If it's true that you want to save lives, if it's true that you got to wear a mask to save lives, if it's true that you can't see your grandma to save lives, you can't go to Thanksgiving dinner to save lives. You know, by the way, we weren't going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. We were going to have a turkey for my pet, a funeral for my pet turkey.
Oh, no.
Because for a funeral, we were, you know, you can only have 30 people.
Oh, there you go. There yeah. you go. But, oh, I like
yeah,
that.
I think we'll do the same thing at Christmas.
Jim, hey, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. I know you're going to be getting ready to go up for the session, and it's going to be fascinating. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I will tell you this: we'll be getting with you, and we'll be talking to you on a regular basis because there's a lot.
Anytime, buddy.
Hey, you are too good, man. Have a great holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk with you.
Thanks, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
You too, Jim Wheeler. Assemblyman District 39. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends at the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your business. and how the increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Coming up, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know it gets wild. It gets a little crazy. We might even give you a second dose. We're talking about doses now. A second dose of the Friday song. Because we can. Because we live on the edge. All